Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at preparing for ICD-10, and finally a story about craniosacral therapy and chronic neck pain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 523, recorded September 25th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The October 1st, 2015 deadline for ICD-10 implementation rapidly approaching. Here are some tips and steps to prepare for this ICD-10 transition. First, identify and plan to update all your systems to ICD-10 by making sure you understand your current systems and processes currently in use by ICD-9. Next, communicate with your players, clearinghouses, etc. to determine their system readiness and ask questions about what they are doing to prepare for the transition. Next, ask your payers if there are any contractual changes regarding coding specificity that could affect how you process claims. Next, document any potential workflow changes. Next, determine the training needs of your staff and aim to plan accordingly. Your staff will require different specific pieces of education around ICD-10 coding. Next, plan for added expenditures in time and resources as you work to prepare your practice and your staff for the transition period. Finally, test. Before the deadline, make sure you test your transaction submissions with your vendors, payers, and clearinghouses to make sure everything is going smoothly. Surf to our show notes for links, as we have put together a conglomerate of updates to the ICD-10 transitions.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com, find the advertisers link to see current deals at Booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertiser's link, and click into the Booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. With growing evidence for craniosacral therapy effectiveness for pain management, the question about craniosacral therapy, known by its acronym CST, The question about CST efficacy remains unclear. A recently published study in the Clinical Journal of Pain aimed at investigating CST in comparison to sham treatment in chronic nonspecific neck pain patients. 54 blinded patients were randomized to either 8 weekly units of CST or light touch sham treatment. Outcomes were assessed before and after treatment at week 8 and a further 3 months later, week 20. The primary outcome was pain intensity on a visual analog scale. Secondary outcomes included pain on movement, pressure pain sensitivity, functional disability, health-related quality of life, well-being, anxiety, depression, stress perception, pain acceptance, body awareness, patient's global impression of improvement, and safety. The study concluded that craniosacral therapy was both specifically effective and safe in reducing neck pain intensity and may improve functional disability and quality of life up to 3 months post-intervention. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from David Rockefeller. Success in business requires training and discipline and hard work. But if you're not frightened by these things, the opportunities are just as great today as they ever were. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.